It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. The concern over a growing number of unlicensed care homes is something that lawmakers want to address this session. Nathan Eagle has more on a loophole that is allowing a situation to go unchecked. So, Nathan, it's this gray area where operators are saying they're simply renting to people who need home care services?
You're absolutely right. It is a very gray area. And as if you ask John Mizuno, who chairs the Health and Human Services Committee, or any of the care home operators that are playing by the system that's been set up for a long time, they're straight up, this is illegal. We cannot have this. We need some help shutting these down. It's a fairness issue to them, but it's also got health inspectors concerned about enforcement. It's a consumer protection issue that's got the ombudsman worked up, so it's something they're going to take up this session.
Well, you know, Nathan, we're having a little hard time hearing you. If you could just share with us, you know, maybe some of the bills that you know might know of that are in the hopper right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So the one big one, which Representative Mizuno is pushing forward, it's got an uphill battle. It's a triple referral, so it's got three committees to get through, just before even a full House vote. But what it would do is kind of give the health inspectors a little bit more teeth, I guess, if you will, to be able to enter some of these homes if they've done an investigation and have determined that, hey, we think that this is an unlicensed facility. They'd be able to then enter the home, because as it stands now, they've just been flatly told by a few of them, no, you can't come in to determine if we're licensed or not.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I happened to come across a home that was up for sale. It was one of those monster homes. It was 17 bedrooms in Palolo Valley. And the realtor said it was being marketed as a care home. And it, you know, raises all kinds of questions about, okay, and, you know, is everything up to code with the fire code? You know, are the hallways large enough? Because there are apparently all these restrictions when you're a care home and when you're not.
You're absolutely right. It's just two different, very different sets of rules. So they're talking about adding some fines and things like that, too. And when it came up in the hearing yesterday, Mizuno was like, well, we could do $25,000, $50,000, something that would really be high enough. And the care home operators didn't hesitate to let them know that's not going to deter them, because they're by their calculations, some of these homes are getting, you know, $50,000 a month if they have, you know, 10 clients and them paying a few thousand dollars a month each.
Right. And I know that on the council level, some of the members were talking about, you know, how can they deal with these issues? Do you, you know, go back to the fire code and say, look, this is potentially a very unsafe situation for elderly residents who may be frail, who may not be able to get around very fast? And so I think a lot of folks are looking at this issue from different angles.
You're absolutely right. There's, you know, for the licensed homes, there is a long list of requirements, and a lot of them are just for the facility or the home itself. It, you know, are the hallways wide enough? Are there enough exits? Things like that. Sprinkler systems.
Yeah, and a lot of folks simply look at it as an investment, a moneymaker.
Yeah, that's the truth of it, too. It is a business for a lot of folks. For others, though, you know, who have spoken up a little bit, they are just trying to make ends meet in a state with one of the highest costs of living.
And what about the AARP? Where do they sit on this issue?
They're kind of just being quiet right now. They said that they want to sit down with all the interested parties and learn more. I could sense that Representative Mizuno was a little frustrated, to say the least, that AARP was hesitant to just go ahead and support this bill right now, especially given some of their past support of, you know, having unannounced inspections years ago and other, I guess, more consumer-oriented measures. But they're not endorsing it just yet.
All right. Well, thank you, Nathan. That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's Reality Check from Honolulu Civil Beat.